Hi everyone, and welcome to the new episode of the Glam Magazine Audio, your podcast for all things style, career, motivation, and personal development. In this episode, I thought of covering another career-related topic, something that's been, I hear from a lot of people around me that they've been struggling with, and I thought it's going to be good to share some personal experience and how, and more specifically, how to stay motivated when you're into a frustrating job hunt. You know, it's something that we're all struggling with, and one of the most difficult things actually in this long time-consuming process of looking for a job is, you know, maintaining the motivation to continue and to keep on dealing with rejection. And, you know, sometimes you don't get any response, and you know, you get lost and you get frustrated, and it's like one of the most difficult things to do. So I thought of sharing some of my tips and something that I've been personally experiencing all the time, and trust me, this is something that I've been doing, and I know that it works, and it's gonna be ups and downs, you know, like until you find a job, because that's the main target, right? So you can have these moments when you really feel frustrated, when you feel hopeless, when you feel like you're not doing something right. So I think it's gonna be good to share some of my few favorite tips. So tip number one is just to create like a small to-do list, and keep it like a routine. Like every day you wake up, you do your things in the morning, exercise or like take a coffee, breakfast and stuff, and then you just sit down and do your to-do list. Like, for example, by my to-do list, I don't mean like things that you're planning to do during the day, but I think like things more like, what are the steps that are gonna get you the job that you want? Like, for example, you can, today I'm gonna reach out to all my LinkedIn contacts, or I'm gonna try to search for recruiters on LinkedIn, or I'm gonna try to connect with all the, you know, contacts that I have that I've worked before, so maybe someone has an opportunity. So set a target per day. Write down even the smaller steps that you need to do, like for example, draft like a new cover letter, or like draft a new resume. Like, list all of these small and big tasks and try to make a goal to reach like at least one of two contacts per day, or like get some referrals from people that you've worked with, and it's always gonna help out, you know, just to stay focused on the main target. And in the end of the day, the biggest resource that you have are the people around you, people that you've worked with. If you're a starter, if you're just reaching out for a very first time, you have to be extra proactive, you have to do more experience, more things in order to engage with people. But if you're lucky enough to be, you know, having some experience like 5-10 years already, you can have enough contacts that you can get a lot of opportunities, sitting with them. And you have to, you know, have like a weekly quota or two, like for like, you know, get like engaging with some people. And you know, when you're being engaging with them, like you're gonna have you're gonna be at the top of their mind, but next time they see some opportunity, or you're like, you know, gonna have that your resume is always ready, or to shoot whenever someone reaches out to you. So just list down all of the things that you need in order to be a successful job applicant. Okay, so tip number two is like just to look up to your career models. Like, you're aiming for a career in digital marketing, for example, like go on LinkedIn and check all of these people that are having the position that you're looking for. Like, what is their experience? What is their background? What are their skills? A lot of people, you know, jumped a lot between jobs, and they have some skills that they're building on, and they'll like maybe took additional courses that might give you some ideas. What are the things that you're lacking into your profile in order to get the job that you want? The best thing is just to maybe connect with some of them if you're feeling more active and you want to, you know, ask them if there's an opportunity in their team. If you know that someone is in a position that he could be a hiring manager, and he could have like an opportunity laying down with them. It's good to reach out to these people and ask them if they can share a bit of like how did they got there or something. Like, that thing is quite motivating, and not everyone is like extrovert enough and to do this, but I think that it could be a good opportunity just to see what are the profiles of the people who actually are having the job of your dreams. So this would help you out, build up the ideas, what is still lacking, or like maybe you're too overqualified sometimes. That's the other thing, like it happens sometimes you cannot get a job because you're way too qualified. and the certain companies are not looking for someone like you. They will look someone more junior or someone more senior. So it's always good like to have comparison with people that are already having these positions. Tip number three is just to seek some constructive criticism from your supporters, like your fan base, your family, your friends, your good colleagues, like all these people been around you, so they know what type of personality are you. So maybe like, you know, you can ask them just to read through your resume, or you know, you can ask them for some advices. What are they doing during interview process? Or you know, they can always share some knowledge, like, you know, because they know you very well. They will know what are your strengths and your weaknesses, and they can give you like a specialized, very honest advice that is going to be much more motivated to put into your practice than the generic tips that you are reading on online, you know, because maybe you're a massive introvert and being proactive and like, you know, going out there and talking to people is not your way. So maybe you can work more on the research and, you know, like gaining more experience before you approach certain companies and certain people. So it's really good. These people, in the end of the day, know how to communicate with you and to send you the right message. So I think a constructive criticism, of course, no one who's trying like to intimidate you or feel like that, you know, like, you know, kind of demotivate you and that you're not doing good enough. It's, you know, as long as it's you're keeping everything like purely not personal, like rather more professional, I think that could be a very useful way to know. I personally had an experience. I've always used to think that I'm doing everything quite well, but then when I discussed with my husband, he was having this comments that maybe I'm giving too much attention to one of my jobs, and everyone's like wondering why did I leave there, why I'm not along with this company. So I kind of like downsized talking about it, and I just focused, like, you know, adapted more of my talking to the people, that to talking more about my experience. If I'm interviewing with a small company, I'm talking about my experience with the startups. But if I'm interviewing with a corporate big business, I talk more about experience that I had in these terms. So I think you always have to adapt and ask your close circle for some advices. I think that's going to be very helpful for you. Tip number four is to put your career goals on paper. I think it's really important to know where you're going. So maybe, you know, earlier in my career, what I would think like it's a great opportunity, now in my mid-30s, I feel like it's not really the right thing to do. I think there's a lot of things that come with their time, and you know, you have to always think like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And taking all into consideration, like your surroundings, it's different if you're single and you can do late night hours in the office and, you know, you're ready to do whatever it takes just to keep a job. But then with a certain age and a certain like family situations, you can't be doing this anymore because this is going to harm your family. And if you're not willing to go the long way, you're not going to be successful and you're going to be very stressed out in your career. So it's one of the questions we're all trying to avoid is, where do you see yourself long term? But, you know, that's something that it's exactly the right time to answer when you're looking for a job, because it might drop off a lot of ideas that you thought that are the good for you, like a lot of jobs that you thought that are going to be great for you, but they might not be, because it turns out that they're not going to bring you what you want to be in the long term. So just make a list. It's nicer when you visualize something, because when you put it down on paper, I believe that you kind of attract the energy of this and you focus on it than just like having it wandering around your mind, because sometimes we tend to forget what we want and we tend to focus on the current situation, but like we don't remember that the long-term plan is something else. So, you know, if you put them down on paper, it will force you to think about what do you want to achieve and, you know, how to motivate yourself for at least one of the goals, you know, how to go through them. And it's like, you know, kind of like a to-do list in your career. Like, you know, if I enter, let's say, into that company, that's going to give me an experience to explore a new market, or, you know, it's going to be interesting to write them down and put them, you know, like kind of like build like a little tree of how the process is going to go. And I think this is going to really put you into the right track, and it's going to take away your mind from the worries that no one is calling you or you don't have any feedback and there is like a total radio silence from the recruiters out there. So do that. Definitely it's going to be a very constructive thing to do. And the last tip, I think, it's just sometimes you've done all you could do and all you have to do is just take days off, because burning out is really a very common thing when you're looking for a job. It's as common as when you do have a job and you're so stressed out, but I know that it's an emotionally draining and it's very discouraging when, you know, it takes a long time and you're not getting where you want to get, or like you're getting things that are not satisfying and up to your standards and your expectations. So at one point, you know, you do this every day, and you know, from going from interviews to like searching, and you know, you see all kind of people and positions imaginable, you burn out. You know, it's equally stressful, as I said, to like having a full-time job and the stress of a job, even sometimes more, because you don't have a lot of pressure for your family, like to have, you know, to bring some money to the table, or like you're stressed out because, you know, you have to support, you know, you need to pay rent, you know, we all have some duties that we need to do. And you know, when you're on timeline, is like you feel like the clock is ticking. Sometimes just taking a couple of days off and just, you know, refocusing and like just letting everything out and make all this hard work that you've done like during the searching process work for you, you know. Sometimes even being too proactive and like attacking too many recruiters might be a little bit too much. I know that like it sounds like controversial compared to what I said earlier, but like there should be a balance between everything. And I think it's one of the best ways to deal with a motivational slump of any sort is like that you can just take a few days off. And of course, doesn't mean like, you know, just what take 1 month and just think that things are gonna work out. And just, you know, positive thinking, just keep a few days here and there, and you know, you can refocus, you can tackle better when, like, you know, it's really gonna prepare you for even when the job comes. If you're, you know, having some time to breathe and to relax and to, you know, set your mindset into you know, what actually the goal is, that's gonna be great. So I hope all these tips were very useful for you. And if you have any questions, please drop me your comments. You can always reach out on theglammagazine.com. We are available on all social media networks, and just keep in touch. And if you would like to speak for something specific and you want us to cover certain topics, please reach out. We'll be happy to hear from you. Thank you, and best of luck to all job seekers out there. Keep positive and everything's gonna be all right. See you next time.